Scientists resort to desperate measures in desperate times to save the world's amphibians. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. The world's amphibians are disappearing at an alarming rate. Conditions for some species are so bad that scientists are trying to breed them in captivity to ensure their survival. Kevin Zippel runs the National Amphibian Conservation Center at the Detroit Zoo. He says threats to amphibians include habitat loss, pollution, and hunting. In some cases, the best hope for the creatures, at least for now, is the safety of a climate-controlled environment at a zoo. Zippel says requirements for individual species are often very specific. Recreating them in an artificial environment can be difficult.
The challenge is really when we discover that there's another imperiled species out there that nobody has any experience with, and maybe there's some strange aspect of its life history in the wild that we don't know anything about. Maybe it requires a very narrow temperature range, or it only eats very few food items. And until we know what those things are, amphibians can be challenging to work with in captivity. But usually once somebody cracks the code, it's pretty easy to repeat on a broad scale.
Zippel says the scientific community needs better facilities and uniform guidelines to raise more amphibian species in captivity. And he says time is of the essence because the threat of extinctions is very real.
And I think that's probably one of the sins that our descendants are going to be least likely to forgive us for. We've certainly got the opportunity to do something about this situation. The question is whether or not we step up and actually get it done.
Zippel is working with two major organizations, the World Conservation Union and the World Association of Zoos and Aquariums, to develop captive breeding programs around the world. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.